the Marines have deployed the first combat squadron of V-22 Ospreys to Iraq. The Osprey is what you might call a rare bird. It takes off vertically, like a helicopter, and it flies like an airplane. Supporters say it will enable Marines to get into hot spots faster and more safely than before, but there have been problems. The Osprey's development was marked by delays, rising costs, and two fatal crashes. Critics say the craft is still unproven. Joining us is Nathan Hodge, a reporter for Jane's Defense Weekly. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Paint us a picture, if you will. What does the Osprey look like?
The Osprey is a really unique-looking bird, just like you said. The wings basically point upwards when you're lifting off, and then they lock forward when you're flying horizontally. So, you know, it can look like a plane. It can look like a helicopter. It kind of looks like a sort of a strange, funny tandem rotor helicopter when it takes off. And it kind of looks like a normal twin-engine turboprop when it's flying forward.
So what is the Osprey able to do that really makes it unique?
Really, it gives you the speed and the range of a fixed-wing aircraft. It can take you farther and faster than a helicopter can. And this is really important in a place like Anbar Province, where the Marines are going to be operating with the aircraft. Take, for instance, an austere forward operating base that may not necessarily have a finished airstrip where you can land. Or say you're doing some kind of what you call an air assault operation. You need to ferry a group of people out somewhere in the middle of the desert where there may be no place to land a fixed-wing aircraft. That's a place where the Osprey could operate, and that's a capability that the Marines really don't have. You can take a helicopter and you can pretty much land it anywhere you want, but you can't necessarily go the distance without refueling, and that's really what the Osprey provides the Marine Corps.
So what were some of the problems with the Osprey?
This is a really complicated aircraft. Tilt rotor technology is something that's relatively new. You pointed out that there were two fatal crashes in 2000. One of them was attributed to something called the vortex ring state. You lose vertical lift when you sink into your rotor downwash. Now, vortex ring state is something that all helicopters are susceptible to. It can cause a catastrophic loss of altitude. And what they really needed to do was figure out, well, you know, how do you recover from vortex ring state in a V-22? What are the maneuvers that are acceptable for it?
You know, there's a saying among pilots, military flight manuals are written in blood. How unusual is the Osprey's track record when you compare it to others?
Well, that's an important point to point out, that very often test aircraft are hazardous because you're taking them up in the air for the first time. But they've still continued to have glitches. Earlier this year, the entire fleet was grounded because of a faulty computer chip in the flight control computer. Problems with the hydraulic lines that have also caused questions about how safe and how reliable the aircraft is. Now, is it the Widowmaker that some of the critics say? No, I don't think so. The Marines wouldn't send it downrange if they didn't have some degree of, or high degree of confidence, that the aircraft really works well. But it's also interesting to see how they've downplayed some of the expectations about how the aircraft will perform. I think it was earlier this year, the Marine Corps Commandant, General James Conway, said that he thought the Osprey would, quote-unquote, revolutionize helicopter operations. But on the other hand, he also said there is going to be a crash. That's what airplanes do over time, he said. Now, statistically, that's correct. But I think it's a very interesting way of kind of downplaying expectations about the Osprey in advance of its first combat deployment.
Nathan Hodge is a reporter for Jane's Defense Weekly. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.